bright star, would I were steadfast as thou art. Not in lone splendor hung aloft the night, and watching with eternal lids apart, like nature's patient sleepless eremite, the moving waters at their priest-like task of pure ablution round earth's human shores, or gazing on the new soft-fallen mask of snow upon the mountains and the moors. No, yet still steadfast, still unchangeable, pillowed upon my fair love's ripening breast, to feel forever its soft-fallen swell, awake forever in a sweet unrest, still to hear her tender taken breath, and so live ever, or else swoon to death.